Welcome to our sister podcast about the Incas.
Today we will be talking about the Incas.
It was the year of 1500.
When I look over, the king is on his way towards me.
As the king steps in front of me, he says,
I have ruled over 12 million people in the area, Cusco, and modern-day Peru.
Why were the llamas such a big part to the Incas?
Llamas play a big part in Cusco. When llamas die, they cut them up and put their meat in the sun.
They used llama wool for clothes to keep warm in the winter. They were also a very important thing because they were used for transportation.
Llamas will eat anything, and when they are mad, they spit at people.
Llamas can transport things that weigh 256 pounds or more, which is pretty cool.
Boys followed their father's trades and worked hard.
The Incas used message 8 trains to short distances to carry news.
Here are some facts about the Incas. The Incas went 150 miles, sometimes just to deliver a message.
The Inca people were organized into clans or groups.
The Inca Empire stretched for more than 2,000 miles.
The Incas started in the beginning of 1438.
The Incas' railroad tracks were only made of dirt. Did you know that the Incas also, they have to bow down when their king is passing by? So if you don't bow down, there is a possibility that you will die.
Incas made an engineering system to get to places easier, and it was more modern for the Incas.
The engineering system made it easier to get and do things that helped out the Incas and their lifestyle.
One of the engineering was a road system that was about 20 feet wide in most places.
The name of the road was called the Royal Road.
The Royal Road had ropes that were replaced every 2 years.
Now we'll take a commercial.
The Spanish took over the Inca Empire and called it the Spanish Conquest.
They only lasted from the beginning of its expansion in 1438 to the end of the Spanish Conquest in 1532.
Bye, sisters! Thank you for watching our podcast about the Incas! Whoa, whoa!